She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Yo, Meech.
What up?
We were in front of the stage last night.
Yep.
Did you feel an intense feeling in your heart when every time that bass dropped?
Oh, yeah, that bass was insane.
That bass was insane.
Mm-hmm, intense.
Me and Nancy Barron were just talking about it because she was, you know, in front of the stage too.
Yeah.
And Erica Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, I never felt bass like that before in my life. I wanted to sit on that speaker. I wanted to get rid of all my sexual frustration that has been building up lately, Michi. I was going to sit right up there.
Yeah.
But I stopped myself.
Okay.
I said, I need to act like a lady here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I need to act like a lady at the Meek Mill Future Show.
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay, so what's going on?
So Tekashi 6ix9ine's family, they're scared for their lives, and they're not going to be in the courtroom when Tekashi testifies.
Mm.
So, you know, the trial starts next week. He's going to be testifying against the two men who allegedly had a role in the kidnapping situation.
Yeah, they kidnapped him. They pulled him into a car.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying they went back to his house.
Yes.
Then they went into his house,
yep,
where his baby's mom was,
mm-hmm,
and stole hundreds of thousands of dollars of jewelry.
Yeah.
That's the story that we got,
mm-hmm,
right?
And
of course, we all thought it was a fake story.
Exactly.
But I guess it's not a fake story because, mm-hmm, they actually charged some folks for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Tekashi's family says they know what happens to snitches. So they're very, you know, concerned.
Mm, what does happen to snitches?
I'm not sure.
Is it that old saying, snitches get stitches?
Yeah, I think so. And so
they should be concerned. I would be concerned,
mm-hmm,
as well. Yeah.
They've been hiring a whole bunch of security, but I guess it's, you know, people are still like, following them home.
How much money does Tekashi have to keep the security situation
exactly
up? Because, I mean, he's not making any money. He's not out touring and doing shows.
Mm-hmm.
He's not able to create music. He's in jail for racketeering and a whole bunch of other charges.
And people have still been getting to them. Like, they've been getting harassed. They've been getting followed home. Like, it's crazy.
Maybe they need to move.
Yeah.
To a nice little town in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And Tekashi's also going to be saying names against people, I guess, in that whole Casanova plot.
Okay,
at the Barclays.
Okay, explain that to me again.
So, remember at the Barclays, there was like a whole shooting situation.
Right, yes.
And remember that was
and supposedly it was one of his folks from the Nine Trey Blood game.
Yep, yep.
Okay, yeah.
So, he's supposed to be saying names of people that was involved in that situation as well.
No, he is trying to get his sentence cut.
Yeah.
But that's the problem, because now he's got to be really worried about his safety the whole time. So,
I got all the court documents, hot937.com. They have like a whole strategy of like what exactly is going to happen.
Wow.
So, it's crazy.
All right, I want to check it out. All right, so police in Miami and Hollywood, Florida, as well as Pittsburgh, are saying they have no records of Antonio Brown's rape accuser ever filing a criminal complaint with officers.
Mm.
You might remember, we talked about this the other day, that a woman by the name of Brittany Taylor is saying that Antonio Brown, who just signed with the Patriots, assaulted her twice in the Pittsburgh area in 2017. She claims he raped her in 2018 in the Miami area.
Mm.
Now, these two met at a Bible study.
Okay.
They were actually Bible study partners.
All right.
And he reached out to her on Facebook after he hadn't seen her in a little while and asked her to personally train him because,
mm-hmm,
she has like a gymnastics class. Okay. She works with gymnasts.
Okay.
So they were training together. And according to her, she said one time when she was in the middle of changing,
mm-hmm,
he came and like pushed her up against the wall and forcibly kissed her.
Wow.
Which threw her off in a situation.
Yep.
There was another time just a little bit after that where they were watching a religious video.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to, according to her, Antonio Brown started to pleasure himself,
mm-hmm,
in front of her during the religious video.
What?
So he's not going to heaven. I mean, just like that's out. That's canceled out. And then they didn't see each other again for a while. And,
mm-hmm,
then when they did see each other again, she's saying that's when he pinned her down and raped her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can check out everything she had to say, hot937.com. He practiced with the Patriots,
mm-hmm,
yesterday.
Yep.
And I guess they're deciding whether or not they're going to put him in the game for this Sunday. Of course, he's denying everything that she's saying.
Yep.
So we'll have to see how this plays out.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right, that's the latest right there. Hot 3 at 3 countdowns on the way. We got Big E ticket.